This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Authorities have identified the two people killed during a shootout with sheriff's deputies in Lone Tree this week. David Strain and Clarissa Dawes were Pueblo residents. The pair allegedly stole a car Tuesday night and hid inside the garage of an RTD light rail station. Deputies confronted them while conducting a general search for stolen vehicles. Both suspects had prior convictions for car thefts. An investigation is underway and the deputies involved are on leave. The El Paso County Board of Commissioners took a formal position this week in opposing the legalization of marijuana in Colorado Springs and Palmer Lake, KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The resolution points to initiatives on the November 8th ballot in Colorado Springs and in Palmer Lake that would legalize the sale of recreational marijuana. Commissioners largely focused on the potential long-term effects of the drug, saying it would only increase mental health concerns in the county and make marijuana more accessible to children. The Colorado Springs City Council took the same action a few weeks ago. Supporters of legalizing recreational sales called both resolutions short-sighted. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Dozens of Denver Metro nonprofits have received grants to advance social-emotional learning in schools. The Rose Foundation has so far distributed about $1.3 million in grants to 33 nonprofits. The groups want to help kids build up social skills that may have been stunted by the pandemic. Their strategies include learning teamwork through schoolyard games and increasing mental health support on school campuses. In Denver, it's 57 degrees. Expect clear skies tonight with a low of 30 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.